We're going to talk about Shakespeare and Company this morning, and we have a couple of different guests joining us this morning on Robin Hood Radio, Nicole Anasari and Elizabeth Aspen. Okay, Elizabeth, how do I pronounce your last name?
it's a mouthful. Aspen Leader.
You know, I would have gotten it except the handwriting. I wasn't sure whether it was a leader or liver. So, well, Elizabeth and Nicole, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for inviting us.
Okay. Now, what do you both do with Shakespeare and Company? I guess we'll start off with you, Nicole, first.
We just opened a play called The Approach.
Okay.
It's an Irish play by playwright Mark O'Rourke, and I play the character Cora, and Lizzie can take over. And this is my first time in 14 years with Shakespeare and Company.
Okay.
Last time I worked with them was 14 years ago.
All right. Elizabeth?
As Nicole said, we're both in a play called The Approach. And I play Denise in it. And it's a three-hander. There's three women, two sisters, and their best friend. And I've actually been with the company for 27 years. I also not only act with the company, but I also do fundraising and business sponsors and all sorts of craziness. It's been a wonderful ride, and we're all very excited to be in this play and opening it's the first show of our season, so it's our 45th anniversary season, and so we're very happy to be open and celebrating it in this way.
Now, this is coming up on Thursday night, right?
We perform Thursday to Sundays.
Okay, and how long will the approach be performing?
It runs through May 29th.
Okay.
And we run, yep, and like Nicole said, we have five shows a week, Thursday through Sunday. And also, the really cool thing this year is that we're live streaming it. And that's actually on next Saturday night, isn't it, Nicole?
Yes, it's next Saturday night is the first time, and it's directed by Mark Farrell, who is our co-director with Tina Packer, and he's mostly a film director, and he's using six cameras, so it's not your usual, Zoom recording or anything. It's a live stream from the theater with six cameras, so it's going to be very exciting and fresh and new, I think.
And the show, of course, it's supposed to be nice getting back to acting in front of a lot of people.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
it's been amazing, yeah.
I mean, has...
And having talkbacks, yeah.
Yeah, has the past 2 years been hard for the both of you? I mean, with COVID and with the restrictions and then being only virtual and not on stage and not in front of people?
It's affected us as artists enormously. A lot of artists actually had to... look for regular jobs. One artist I worked with 2 years ago in London had to go back to school. He became an electrician to feed his family. So it's been a really hard time. So supporting the arts is really important more than ever, because we are kind of being treated as the Lizzie take over.
I was just going to say that's such a great question, because with COVID, we've been living, in isolation and not being able to, do what we love, and which is, connecting with telling stories and sharing experiences and everyone being together and, having that actor-audience relationship and taking this journey. And I'm just so thrilled. Our artistic director, Alan Burroughs, has chosen some really wonderful plays for our 45th season. And this play by Mark O'Rourke is just a wonderful play. It's three women, and it's all about wanting to connect and you know, just various levels of, you know, love and, you know, the things that you do, the extremes that you go to reconnect again. And I have to say, just our last few performances with a live audience has just been, I just want to say, it's just electrifying just to have being in the room with an audience. Is just, it's a different, they're part of the play, you know. The audience is part of the play. Their laughter, how they're reacting to a scene, or, you know, you feel like they're with you, they're getting it, and it's kind of, we're all in it together. I mean, it's just so crazy doing a play on Zoom and not having that connection. Anyway, it's wonderful.
I mean, theater is so much a communal experience. For me, it's like church. You know, you create the third together in that space. And it is, as you say, Lizzie, electrifying. And, I mean, we had two talkbacks yesterday and the day before yesterday, and people didn't want to go home.
Well, you know, one thing to pass along, by the way, we're speaking about the approach, which is opening up at Shakespeare and Company this Thursday at 7:30. More information, of course, on not only this show and all the other shows are also available at their website, which is shakespeare.org, shakespeare.org. Now, getting back to it, getting back to performing in front of a live audience, is there any anxiety, or is that you've missed it so much that you can take anxiety and throw it out the window? I know with me, when I haven't done something for a long time, even though I've done it, there's always a little anxiety, but that also adds to the excitement. Do both of you feel that?
Yeah,
for sure.
You
mean anxiety? Yeah.
It's just that little feeling in you that
the little butterflies that you get before you go on stage. 100%.
Well, what's your honest opinion of the show before you were cast in it? Did you know about the show? And once you got into learning the show and doing the show, what did you find out about the approach on both of your parts?
Go ahead, Nicole. I'll go.
When I first read the approach, it is like a thriller. You know, you keep leaning in and wanting to understand what happened. What happened to these three women? Because there are some, you know, clues in the conversations of what happened. And, you know, there is death, and there is betrayal, and there is sex, and there is, you know, there's a lot of things happening. And so the first time I read it, I felt it was like a thriller and also a little bit like a comedy, written like a score. You know, the Irish language just lends itself to music, to the musicality of the dialogue. And then when I read it again, I was just blown away. I didn't understand every detail, but we had a lot of, you know, we had time during the rehearsal process to really sift through and make decisions of what happened so that we can feed the audience the story in a way that is more comprehensive than just going, what happened?
I feel like as we're in rehearsal, what happened is we're doing forensic work, we're detectives, and we're trying to, you know, get to the heart of the play, and we keep uncovering and discovering all these amazing things about these characters. And Marco Rose has written such a beautiful, epic tale. And, you know, when I first read it, I thought, okay, all right, I had to read it, you know, three or four times just to, because it's a little circular. It is, like Nicole says, it's a thriller. It's a mystery in a way because you don't quite know what happened with these women and one of their friends from school and, you know, it's okay, these two sisters, they were with this guy, did they love him? Are they, you know, are they telling the truth? You know, what is going on? And just having, you know, Tina Packer and Mark Farrell at the helm and directing us, we just spent a lot of time just uncovering characters. And every performance is, we've just been in previews, and then we just opened it yesterday. But we've just discovered something different each performance, and it's, I just can't wait to get to Thursday to do it again, because, you know, you drop deeper into the character and the world of the play, and like I said, just being with the audience, we're just discovering more and more. There's a lot of laughter in this play, like as Irish, Nicole said, Irish. So we've been working with a dialect coach and working on our Irish accents, don't you know? But it's been fun.
It's so much fun.
Well, congratulations on making it through the past 2 years and opening up now at Shakespeare and Company, The Approach, which begins this Thursday. More information, as we said, available at shakespeare.org. Of course, a lot of great things going on at Shakespeare and Company throughout the season this season. And COVID or no COVID, the show is going to go on. And I know that the general public really is appreciating getting back into the habit of going out and seeing the fine arts that we have in our area. And Nicole and Elizabeth, I'll tell you to break a leg and have some fun on Thursday and getting back into doing what you love to do.
Thank you so much. We look forward to having you over to see the show as well. So. I'm sure Jackie's going to drag you over at some point. So we're looking forward to having you.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Take care. A great day.
Yep, you too. That is Shakespeare and Company once again. Back in business, folks, once again opening up this Thursday with The Approach, shakespeare.org on the web. That is shakespeare.org.